First, an Irishman arrested in the UK yesterday after 15 people were found in a truck owned by a Cork-based haulage firm has been released without charge. The man was arrested following reports of suspicious activity involving his vehicle. Now, we'll be talking to Enda Brady of Sky News shortly, I hope. But on the line at the moment is the president of the Irish Haulage Association, Verona Murphy. Verona, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what happened to that trucker yesterday? He's been released without charge. It's a bit mystifying because he had been through all the dog sniffers and all the other checks on the way into Britain at Dover, and yet people were on board.
Yeah, it's not a bit mystifying for us, unfortunately. It is typically what happens to us on a daily basis. This unfortunate driver, as you said, came through all the checks, and the exposure for being found with these migrants is £30,000 to the haulier and to the driver.
Okay, I have Enda Brady on the line. I'll come back to you in a moment just to get the latest from the UK side of things. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
Now, bring us up to speed on what you now know, because yesterday it was thought a member of the public had seen some suspicious activity around a truck and called the cops. They arrived in force, and then later it emerged that perhaps it was the driver was the member of the public who called the police. Can you clarify?
We're still waiting for an updated statement from Wiltshire Police this morning, but certainly that looks to be the case now. The statement that went out was that they'd had a concerned citizen, a member of the public, who was worried about suspicious activity. Certainly there was a phone call, a 999 call was made at 8:30 the other night from that area. It's the A350. It's a dual carriageway outside Chippenham. Now, Chippenham is a small, unremarkable market town in Wiltshire. It is a rural county, but very well connected transport-wise. And Wiltshire Police attended in big numbers. Obviously, the whole issue of migrants and lorries has been huge here for the last few weeks, obviously because of what happened in Essex. So the police responded in force. They knew that there was people on board as well, so they sent a number of ambulances, about around six ambulances, I understand, and it was a huge response from the emergency services. So we're waiting for more information from Wiltshire Police today, but what they did do was that the lorry driver was immediately arrested, as is always the case, and the 15 people in the back of the lorry, all male, all over the age of 16, they too were all arrested.
Now, the driver has since been released, which seems to vindicate his own version of events. He had done everything right. He'd gone through the checks in Dover, dog sniffers, all the rest of it. And yet, 4 hours down the road, something happens. He thinks he has a puncture, probably because he's hearing noises from the back of the truck, which would indicate, the bumpity bump of a flat tire.
Yes.
But obviously it was people activity. He stops, all his tires are fine, and he realizes people on board.
Yes, I mean, shocking. If that is legitimately the case, and if that is the driver's version of events and it's true, absolutely shocking. But, you know, my experience of travelling and covering the whole migrant crisis in Europe, and then you come to the kind of pinch point when you get to the outskirts of Calais, you know, we had a situation once where I was in a vehicle editing and trying to get a report done, and I turned around, there was a man in the back of our vehicle. And you know the feeling you get, Pat, when someone's looking at you and you kind of look up and someone is eyeballing you. There was a guy 2 feet behind me in my vehicle. I'd no idea how he got into it. I mean, it is just extraordinary. People are absolutely desperate to get to the UK. And this is what's happening more and more. And the lorry drivers, I mean, their levels of vigilance just have to be supreme to avoid this kind of thing happening.
Yeah. So we are awaiting clarification from the police. But one suspects that this is only the drop in the ocean. It's a bit like when the police do a big drugs bust. They themselves will concede that perhaps they're only finding 10% or less of what's actually getting
precisely.
Through.
I think that is a very, very good point. I think a lot of people here, the Essex lorry tragedy has shocked people. But being in Essex the other week when I was down there covering that, Kent on previous occasions, when you speak to local people, they always talk to the taxi drivers because they're always out. They're working all hours and they know every single route. And when you speak to the local taxi drivers in these places, in Essex and Kent, to a man and to a woman, they will tell you, this is a drop-off point, or I've seen activity here, or this is strange, or I've seen, you know, seeing a group of men from a different country walking down a rural lane near a roundabout that lorries use at 2:30 in the morning, for example. You know, taxi drivers are spotting this kind of activity all the time, and they will tell you that it is crisis levels. It really, really is.
All right, Enda, look, thank you very much for joining us. Correspondent with Sky News, Enda Brady. Now, that interrupted my conversation with Verona Murphy. Verona, the question I was asking Enda, no statement from the police yet, but when a truck driver goes through all the regular checks and yet people are on board, how does it happen?
We have no idea. And the difficulty we have here is that he has come through, as you say, agencies who were tasked with preventing this from happening, security measures, and they're not working. And I'd just like to clarify from what Enda said, the driver isn't always arrested in most instances, but now particularly because of the Essex tragedy, drivers are going to be arrested. That's a huge ordeal for someone to go through, you know, through 90% of the time, in my experience, no fault of their own. You know, Pat, 15 people in the back of a trailer and we expect one individual to tackle it. The IRHA today will be sending a letter to the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, to sit down and talk about the exposure here. I mean, the cost to the industry, without the loss of life, thank God, on either side, but the cost is millions in insurance. We have many hauliers contacting us yesterday. We're that they're not going to get insurance cover because of this issue. If you take the 15 migrants, the load most likely will be destroyed. There's no arrest for criminal damage. They've been arrested for entering the UK illegally. The exposure, and there is no clarification ever given by the UK Border Force whether the haulier or the driver will be exempt from any fines. So the fine exposure here is £30,000, and that could ensue any time in the next 2 years, and the haulier will have to redefine everything, and if a T wasn't crossed and an I wasn't dotted, he may well be exposed. Mm. And in that case, if he has to fight that, it still costs thousands, and if he doesn't pay it, his vehicles are liable for seizure and sale.
And the question
of the exposure
to
is,
yeah, the cargo on board, I mean, depending on what the commodity is, obviously of different value. If it's, you know, cartons with TV sets in, perhaps there's no great damage to the cargo. If it's any kind of food, the presence of humans in on top of the food means the whole cargo is deemed tainted.
Destroyed.
And has to
we have the biggest issue we have is with reefer containers, because they're very difficult to assess in comparison to a curtain cider. We have migrants who are now getting on top of our containers and cutting into the roofs. So the driver may well do his checks on his locks, his undercarriage, and the migrants may have access through the roof and be in the front of the trailer between pallets or on top of pallets, and he can't see, except, and he can't get into the trailer. Now, we do not allow drivers to get up on top of the roof of a 16-metre Arctic. It's too dangerous. Certainly, if one of them fell and was seriously injured, you just can't. That's not acceptable. Mm. You've got heart monitors. You've got every kind of contraption that you can think of in the port of Calais, and yet they can't detect them. And yeah, the exposure always falls to the haulier.
I mean, do they have, for example, cameras that scan the roofs of the trucks going through? That would seem to be maybe an obvious thing to do.
Yes, they do. But if you look at the whole situation of the migrant population across Europe, we're of the opinion that the French don't really care. They don't want them in France. They're trying to get to the UK. The Irish registration plate all over Europe is a sitting duck, because they're well aware, the migrants or traffickers are well aware that the Irish registration plate is heading through the UK 95% of the time. The HGV levy that we pay to travel through the UK is a deficit in security. You can go onto that website, put in a registration, and anybody can be told that that levy is paid for the UK on any given day of the week. And this is what's happening.
So the idea when these people are apprehended, and many of them have come from far afield, and they finally fetch up in Calais and they manage to get in, and you're thinking, how in God's name could people like these have the sophistication to do what they're doing? But it's not them, it's the people smugglers who are the brains behind the operation.
Well, we assume it's both, if you ask me. I mean, I've got video sent to me yesterday. Irish trucks in Belgium found the driver, the truck behind, flashed them. He saw the migrants enter the trailer. They pulled in. He stayed with them till the police arrived. They got the migrants out. The migrants were just dispersed again. The police don't process them. The difficulty here, processing migrants, is a bit like the RSA not proportionately policing foreign registrations, because there's nothing they can do with them if they're not processed. How can you institute a fine? How can you charge them criminally? But we are always levied with the fine.
So what do you think has got to be done? Because we can see a situation with Brexit and all the rest of it, that even if you avoid the land bridge, and we were talking the other day about closer ties between the German market, for example, and the Irish market, with Edgar Morgenroth of DCU saying that a lot of stuff on German shelves, and indeed on French shelves, that's currently supplied by the island of Britain could be supplied by us. So you'll have trucks going, whether they use the land bridge or not, they might be using longer routes, slightly longer routes. But the problem then is they might try to get into Ireland knowing that there's a porous border into the UK, into Northern Ireland.
And that is a difficulty that has to be overcome. But from our experience, they do not want to come to Ireland. And generally, they're just returned from the ship if they arrive in Rosslare. The difficulty, we visited Le Havre as an association some time ago with hoping to open up a route from Le Havre to Rosslare. Le Havre Port has a security force of 130 port police. They don't have a migrant issue. I think this is where Europe needs to go, and this is what has to be insisted upon. Yes, the government yesterday announced $250,000 to fund an anti-human trafficking awareness campaign. That's for the general public, but from the hauliers' perspective, they have absolutely spent millions trying to protect and stop this infiltration, all for nobody's benefit, because it's still happening.
A number of people suggesting, why don't you put cameras in the back of the trailers? In other words, feeding into the cab, and the driver can monitor the cargo.
The reality of that is that in most of these containers, the cameras will be just pulled out of it. You know, you're talking about fiberglass containers, you're talking about curtain siders. There's nowhere to attach such things. There isn't a mechanism available to us to prevent this. And when, like, they're now entering through the roof, so they have circumvented all our other security issues, it is almost impossible. And it levied at us, it's costing millions.
Okay, now tell me about the curtain siders. What is that curtain made of?
It's just a heavy duty tarpaulin, and I mean, it's easily cut, the likes of a Stanley knife, but they tend to have somebody instead who can open that curtain, put them in and close it, and the driver then is responsible for checking.
Because another suggestion from a texter, what about see-through containers? So instead of the current plasticky stuff that's used, you used literally a transparent polythene, tough polythene material, or transparent nylon material. So if there's anybody in there, you can see them.
Yeah, in an ideal world, I mean, our fiberglass is for temperature control. It's what allows the temperature to be plus or minus. I can't see how they're going to make it see-through, but yeah, it's a lovely idea.
Okay, so in the meantime, for all the hauliers, I mean, my heart went out to that driver yesterday, presuming that he was innocent. He thinks
he has
a puncture.
And that's where we have to be, Pat. Yeah. Yeah. We have to go back to the presumption of innocence. I mean, in many instances, it's my experience that we deal with this daily. I can show you videos. I can show you the destruction. You know, generally, one driver will help another. And like yesterday in Belgium, the driver behind saw the migrants. He alerted the driver in front. And often in these instances, when the migrants are found, they attack the driver or they threaten the driver. So that's why the second truck, who bore no relation, it was a Belgian truck, he stopped with the driver to assist him until the police arrived. But it's only a matter of time before this turns into a fatality scenario.
On that note, the president of the Irish Haulage Association, Verona Murphy, thank you very much for joining us.